Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We have arrived at the beginning of another church year with the first Sunday of Advent, the season of hope and expectation in which we wait for the coming of our Savior. We look to his first Advent at Christmas, but we also take time in this season of the church to look to his next Advent, when he will come again to earth to judge the living and the dead, as we affirm in the Creed week after week. We as the church are in a season of patience and waiting in a culture of immediate gratification and expectations. Advent is a hard season for the church, for we are told to wait and to watch and to be patient, and there is no worse feeling in our culture. Simply put, we as a people are no longer built and conditioned for Advent, for watching and waiting, but that is precisely what we are called to do in our gospel today. One of the beautiful things about living in Canada, which we can't be said for Christians in other parts of the world, is that the themes of liturgical seasons match well with our natural environment. For example, Easter, the season of resurrection and new life, happens in the spring when animals are being born and new plant life is budding all around. The same goes for this season of Advent. Winter is coming and is here, in fact. The days are shorter and we are in the darkest part of the year. And Advent, of course, is waiting for the light, Jesus Christ, to come into the darkness of the world. The themes of the church fit with our natural world. But I am not one of those people who lament the end of summer and the coming of the winter. I would say that I enjoy all the seasons of the year, but one of the things I do miss in those cold winter months is my barbecue. Anyone who knows about grilling knows that you need to marinate your meat for a good long time if you want it to be tasty. The marinade gets the meat ready for the grill. Often, once you marinate the meat, I'm going to laugh here because at the 9 a.m. somebody pointed something out to me. Often, once you marinate the meat in a juice or sauce, you need to wait for a period of time to put it on the grill. We, as followers of Jesus, as the church, are called to be marinade for this world in the time between Jesus' first coming, which we celebrate at Christmas, and his second coming, which we look forward to during the season of Advent. We are called to be like marinade because in our words and actions, we are getting the world ready for the second coming of our Lord, where he will usher in his kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth. After the sermon at the 9 a.m. service, somebody said to me, "Yeah, but you put the meat on the grill where it's hot and fiery." And they said, "Did you mean anything by that?" And I said they'd have to read the Bible and infer for themselves about the second coming of our Lord. In our gospel reading for today, Matthew is at the beginning of his gospel. We're at the end of Matthew's gospel, but we're at the beginning of another church year. And so we're out of the gospel of Luke and into the gospel of Matthew. And we are told about the necessity of watchfulness and waiting on this first Sunday of Advent. Jesus says of the day and of the time of his second coming, "No one knows, not even him, but only God the Father alone." Jesus says it will be as in Noah's time before the great flood. Just like before the great flood, people were living their everyday lives. The Lord's second coming will come out of nowhere like that flood. Because of this, Jesus says, keep alert, because none of us knows what time he is coming. We must be alert, he says, like the owner of a house who knows that a thief is coming. We must be alert when our Lord returns. One could argue, though, that that is the goal and purpose of the Christian life, to keep awake, to prepare ourselves, our souls, and bodies for the Lord's return. This is sanctification, becoming holy, becoming more like God. Over time, as we become more and more like our Lord, we will better live and inhabit his kingdom, values, and be able to live them and spread them to others in the world. We will become a better marinade for this world. Although we are told in the gospel that only God the Father knows the time of Jesus' coming, the church has never, ever listened to these words of Jesus when he tells us this. Ever since Jesus rose from the dead, there have been people who looked for signs and have tried to calculate the time of our Lord's return. But our gospel today calls us away from that. Advent is also a season of faith, having faith that our Lord's promises are true and that he will one day come again and usher in his new kingdom of justice and peace, like he tells us. But until that time, we are called to be a marinade, and we are called to be an ark, as the image of our gospel tells us, just like in the days of Noah. We are called to be an ark, a place where all in this dark world, where people can come and find safety as they await the day of the Lord. We are not called to spend our time predicting his return, but rather we are to spend our time getting ready for it. And during this season of Advent, we recommit ourselves to this work in various different ways. Christianity is a religion full of tensions, tensions that we are called to live in. One of the most common questions that I am asked as a priest is, why do certain parts of the Bible seem to contradict other parts of the Bible? I always tell people that we are called to live in those tensions. The church in this time is in one of those tensions, living it real time. The tension between our Lord's first coming, where he takes on flesh and comes into the world as a humble baby, and that of his second coming, where the Bible tells us he will come back as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It is in this tension, and in these tensions in the Bible, where we often find God and his grace, and we are told to offer that grace to the world in the here and now, in order that the whole world may be ready for the next. Philosopher and theologian John Burgess of Princeton says this of Advent and living in the in-between times. He says, to live between the times is above all to trust and hope that God has begun and will continue to transform us more and more into the stature of Christ, in whom all of God's mercy and loving kindness becomes manifest. Advent calls us into a continuing history of relationship with the Christ who meets us whichever way we turn, whether we turn towards the past, the present, or the future. Christ is today, yesterday, and tomorrow. During the season of Advent, as John Burgess says, we are waiting on the coming of the Lord. We look to our Lord who is past, present, and future. We look to our Lord who is our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. The season of Advent is about living in these in-between times, between the first coming of our Lord and his second, when God's justice and the new heavens and the new earth will be instituted. But until then, we are called to be a people who watch and to wait with hope and expectation that the light of the world will come once again. In this period of waiting, we as followers of Jesus are called to be like marinade for this world, priming it, getting it ready for the second coming of our Lord. And we do that by carrying his light forward in this world, in the here and now, no matter how many mistakes we may make, and no matter how dark we may think that it gets. We are to be a taste, a foretaste of the kingdom which is coming, which will be ushered in when our Lord comes again. Until that time, though, we wait and we watch. My brothers and sisters, I wish you all a holy Advent and every blessing of this busy season. And as the world gets busy, I invite you to take a few quiet moments each day to wait and to watch for the coming of our Lord. Wait for the light to break into the darkness once more. And as the words of that famous hymn says, which we will sing at our offertory, let those be our prayer. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Amen.